Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander. Ed's producing and engineering our show today. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. Almost ready to close the books here on September the 29th, 2015. Coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Have our podcasts and our complete show archive available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. We have links to the program on the homepages of the TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun, and our newest media partner, Tucson Lifestyle Magazine and TucsonLifestyle.com. We're going to begin here in a couple of minutes with Tucson City Council candidate Margaret Burkholder, who has just dismissed her class for the noon hour, and she'll be joining us momentarily as the kids file out of the classroom and she gets to a phone to call us on the live line, followed by the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us. Shelley, how are we doing? You're giving me a thumbs down, but I'm going to put you on the air right now to tell the people.
Well, we were kicking off the day pretty well after yesterday's sell-off. And now, because it's Tuesday and it's the Buckmaster Show, we're down about 30 points and
yes,
and headed firmly in that direction. We're down below 16,000 on the Dow, well below 2,000 on the S&P, and at around 4,500 on the NASDAQ. So I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
It's so funny, Shelley, because I asked you about, well, right at high noon, I said, well, how are we doing now? And you said, we're up about 45 points. Well, as soon as the Buckmaster Show theme came on, we went into the negative territory. I don't know what's going on.
It is absolutely scary. We had a revision on the GDP numbers for the second quarter up to 3.8%. I think it was 3.7%. It clicked up 0.2 of a point. We're having a wonderful year economically. We're almost at full employment. Janet Yellen has taken the uncertainty out of the what the Fed is going to do.
That's really unusual too for her to come out and say
we're going to do it this year.
We're going to do it.
We have the Greece problem pretty much solved for now. We know where China is going. We know what's happening in the rest of the world, and yet the market is reacting negatively. We don't have negative earnings results. Manufacturing numbers are a little bit weak. The dollar is very strong. That could be pulling things down. But it is very hard to understand what's going on right now.
Can you recall anything kind of like this? I guess you'd have to go back to 2009, something
That. Yeah, that's extreme. But if you take a look at what the market has traditionally done in the 90s and the 2000s, you do get periods like this. You get these pullbacks and then recoveries. It's not unusual, but you can usually attribute it to something. What's so unusual about this volatility is that it seems to be willy-nilly. I mean, you get rumors of a Fed increase and the market goes down. You get certainty that they're not increasing and the market goes down. It's the kind of market that I think is being affected by a new set of influences and, of course, program trading. And it's very difficult to really understand what's happening in the moment. The pundits will all tell you why for the day. You know, it's down on this or down on that. But, you know, quite frankly, I'm a little dubious about some of that. I think that right now the market's trying to find a level that it feels comfortable kind of settling at so that it can turn around and move north. I still think it's going to move north for the rest of the year.
Are we officially in a correction?
We are.
Yeah.
We're in correction territory from the highs. We're certainly not in correction territory from the beginning of the year, though we're approaching that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're below 16,000, I mean, we started the year around 16,008. I think it was 16,700 something, 16,800, and so we're 800 points below that. It's 5% off, but
a lot of the pundits were going back and forth today about, are we in a bear market?
Well, you need a couple of months of history to tell you whether you're in a bull market or in a bad bear market. We now have a good month and a half of disappointing numbers. The first quarter, or this most recent quarter, will be one of the worst quarters we've had since 2008.
Not good.
Not good.
Shelley Fishman with us, and Shelley normally doing his Tuesday Money Maker report with us. I'm glad Shelley's here, actually. We can kind of talk a little bit about the market right now while we're waiting for Margaret Burkholder. When we scheduled this, Margaret said, well, you know, it just depends how fast I get the kids out of the classroom, whether she's going to be able to give us a call right at the top of the hour, which didn't happen, but we'll hopefully hear from her. But Shelley, let's talk some more. I mean, well, I've got you here. We might as well kind of start an advance on your segment.
Sure.
The New York Times had an interesting piece about your line of work.
Yeah, it was an op-ed in today's New York Times, and it was written by an economist at NYU, I believe, and also Jared Bernstein. And the headline kind of says it all. Is your financial advisor making money off your bad investments? And that's a pretty provocative headline. But Bill, we've talked about this now on and off for the past year or two. And it has to do with the new rules for fiduciary responsibility being recommended and I think will be implemented for certain segments of the business that I'm in. And what's happening, while FINRA and the other regulators are talking about the broader segment of investment advisors, the Department of Labor has responsibility for the stuff that is connected with ERISA or that is retirement oriented. In other words, those accounts that are called qualified accounts where the money that you put in isn't taxed until you use it, unless it's a Roth, in which case you've already paid taxes on it. But the Department of Labor's position is that the potential for abuse from salespeople who have absolutely no responsibility for what's in the best interests of clients has become so bad that they want to limit it, and they want to, in fact, put rules on the advisors and their firms that say you have to take a fiduciary responsibility before you can advise clients in those kinds of qualified accounts. Now, this is bringing, you know, lobbyists, you know, out of the woodwork, because quite frankly, the insurance industry and some in the brokerage industry find that these rules are going to be expensive for the client. They will raise the cost of a lot of these plans and make it more difficult for branded products to be sold by people who sell them. The flip side of that argument is people are being taken advantage of. They're being sold junk that they shouldn't be sold, and somebody's got to put an end to it. Now, I can tell you, I should say that LPL has not taken a firm position on these rules yet. My broker-dealer agrees with some of them and has concerns about some of the cost and the practicality of enforcing these rules. I can tell you that I firmly agree with the rules. They should be made stronger. But, you know, you hear it on this station, you hear it on every station. Mm-hmm. I was listening to one of the cable news networks before I left the house to come here, and there was an advertisement for somebody who sells nothing but annuities. Mm-hmm. And the advertising was so, I don't want to call it misleading, but it left out more than it included. And as a result, you got the feeling, hey, I'm going to call these people because this sounds too good to be true. And by the way, Bill, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing comes for free.
No.
And if you're a salesman working for a manufacturer of a certain product, and you're compensated better to sell that product than a competing product, or you're not even allowed to sell the competing product, or you're not licensed to even sell certain products. You can only sell, for instance, index annuities, which don't even require a securities license to sell. Then you as the consumer have no guarantees or any assurances whatsoever that the person who you're sitting across the table from is going to do the right thing for you rather than do the right thing for him or for herself. And that is very alarming. It goes on to a frightening extent. Very often, you as a consumer have no idea how these people are getting paid. What they'll tell you is, oh, you're not paying anything. There's no sales charges that come out of your account. And you say, well, that sounds pretty good to me. But the truth is, just because the sales charges may not be coming out of your account, they're coming out of somewhere, Bill.
Of course they
are.
And
so where they're coming out of is the costs of the product.
So you, one of the big questions to ask when you talk to a certified financial planner, talk about costs.
Oh, absolutely. Now, with certified financial planners, they, by definition, accept fiduciary responsibility.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention one thing, because you're beginning to see ads on television, not even beginning, it's been several months now, where you're seeing television ads of middle-aged people or elderly people talking about the Congress in Washington doing things that are going to raise the cost of the advice that they get, and you got to write to Congress and tell Congress to put an end to it. That's as much detail as these ads go into. So you have no idea what's really going on, but this is the issue that they're attacking. These ads are being paid for by the insurance industry, and what they're after is these rules that would impose fiduciary responsibility for people selling products or giving you advice in the qualified account or retirement account space.
All right. It's 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson. Mile-high elevation makes for mild days, cool nights, so much to do, like exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and no shortage of great places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn, Bear Creek Cabins in Manzanos, RV Park. You can find out about the great places to stay and the many things to do by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Let's take our break.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for a discussion on the Pima County bond election. Also, where does U of A football go from here? Plus, Tucson City Council candidate Kelly Lawton on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and anywhere in the world, live streaming, podcasts, and archive on my site, buckmastershow.com.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we welcome back Shelly Fishman. And I tell you, if we do the segment long enough, the market's going to turn around.
And it did. it's back to neutral. Yeah. Right?
Well, I'm glad Shelly was here with me because we had to do a little ad-libbing here. We were waiting for Margaret Burkholder, who was teaching a class up till noon. And we still have a couple of minutes if Margaret wants to call in. But we're going to move right along here. It is a live radio show, and Shelly, you were talking about, is your financial advisor making money off your bad investments? That's the title of a New York Times op-ed piece.
Well, you know, it's a great question, and let me give you the one-word answer to that question. The answer is yes. We as advisors, whether we're fiduciary advisors or non-fiduciary advisors or independents or working for broker-dealers, we make money regardless of what happens. You know, we make money when you buy stocks, we make money when you sell stocks, or we make money on an annual basis because we charge on an annual basis. We make money when we sell you products. So the answer to the question is, yeah, we are making money. Now the question is, are we selling you bad investments or not? And I've got to tell you that there are probably a whole bunch of people out there who are selling, if not bad investments, certainly inappropriate investments, or they're selling those investments without fully disclosing a lot of stuff. Some of the stuff they're not fully disclosing is how they get paid. Other things they may not be disclosing is other products in the marketplace that compete with these products and may be more or less appropriate for that particular client. Now, you know, if I'm charging a client on an annual basis for managing a portfolio, that's what I get. Whether it's 1%, 0.5%, 0.75%, whatever it is, that's what I get. And if I sell products, I don't get a commission for those products. I get a commission for the assets under management. So I'm incented to have the value of those assets rise, because when they rise, my income goes up from that client. But there are a lot of advisors who don't charge that way. They'll, you know, it's a one-shot, kind of one-hit deal where they sit in front of you and sell you a product. Now, most of these people are selling annuities. Some cases they're selling kind of hybrid insurance products, but they're selling annuities. And what they're not telling you is that the commissions for those annuities can be massively high and go on for as long as you own the product. Let me give you an example. You can sell an index annuity, an annuity that is guaranteed never to lose money, but splits the gains in the marketplace with you and the insurance company. And when you sell that, you can get a 5% or 6% commission and then get a 0.25% or 0.5% for the rest of your life on that product.
Hmm. So it goes on and on, like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps
You bet. Now, do you think that the insurance company is giving that money away for nothing?
No.
No, of course not. So where are they getting it from? They're getting it out of the product. But you say, wait a second, there's no charge to me for the product. There's no management fees. There's no annual fees for the product. But what there are caps on the products, or what's called participation rate caps or participation rate hurdles that you have to pass. So if, let's say, the index that you're measuring is the S&P 500 and it goes up 5% in that year, you might have to pass a 4% hurdle before you get the remaining 1%. Guess who gets the 4%?
Yeah.
The insurance company.
Right.
Now you say, wait a second, that might be a good thing for me if I really want to participate in the market, but I don't want to take any losses. That's a good thing for me. And indeed, Bill, it might be a good thing. But what if there are three products out there that only have a 2% hurdle?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many other things out there. The other thing you need to understand is, by definition, annuities are non-liquid. They can't easily be converted into the principal that you put in. They have penalty periods that can go on as long as 15 years. Now, I won't sell anything that goes on longer than 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and it reduces from the first year. But if you don't ask the right questions as a client, you might lock your money up, and then something happens 2 years down. You need that money, and all of a sudden you've got a 6 or 7 or 8% penalty for taking your own money.
And going on for
15 years? Yes, I've seen them go on for as long as 15 years.
And if you're buying in at an older age, well?
Well, that's the other thing. Very often annuities are sold to people who are too old to buy annuities.
Yeah.
Now, the manufacturer will normally put an upper limit, like 80, on the upper age that they will be willing to sell the annuity to. But if you're a 78-year-old and you know somebody is telling you that you're going to have lifetime income and no risk of downside, and you're thinking, my gosh, this market has been going up and down and up and down and up and down. I just want stability in my life. And all of a sudden, you've now bought yourself a 15-year product instead of a 3 or 4 year product. It is just absolutely insane. Also, a lot of these products don't come with the kind of guarantees that say, hey, if you die, you'll get your principal back.
Really?
Yeah, some of them don't. Some of them say, hey, whatever the thing is worth when you die, that's what your heirs get.
Yeah, so what are the questions you should be asking?
Well, the first question, I think, is to ask the person that is selling you the product what their licensing is. Are they securities licensed, and do they have the ability to sell the products from a broad range of companies rather than just one? Are they a prisoner of one company? If the answer to that is, oh, sure, I can sell the full range of products, then the next question has to be, please give me a proposal that gives me a choice of 5 or 6 or 7 similar products in the marketplace. And by the way, asterisk the one that is the one that the manufacturer that you work for. And then I would like you to disclose to me, Mr. Salesperson, what your commission on each of these products is going to be. And then let's discuss the pros and cons of each of those products. Now, with that kind of discussion, then you as a consumer can make an intelligent decision. And even if the rule hasn't been implemented yet that forces the salesperson into fiduciary responsibility, you as a consumer have forced that person to disclose the kinds of things that a fiduciary would disclose. So it's kind of caveat emptor in some ways. Buyer beware, buyer be educated, buyer be curious, buyer be not afraid to ask very, very hard questions.
And that should be the case when you're going to any of your financial planners.
Oh, absolutely.
Ask those questions. That's why it's so important, Shelley, when you meet with people to bring these things up in the first meeting.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You have to clear the decks right away.
Yeah.
You have to understand that. But remember, these people very often prey on elderly folks, retired folks. They prey on people with the kinds of sales pitches that sound so good, you just have to call them. And once they get you on the phone, they own you. You know, unless you are absolutely immune to that kind of, you know, velvet glove.
So they are. Their regulation is what?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Their regulation is whatever their manufacturer forces upon them, and very often these manufacturers force very little regulation on them, especially with products that are not regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. In other words, they don't have within the product investments. They track an index. Now you say, well, isn't that the same? I think it is. But the SEC and FINRA don't think so. And so the only regulation is the regulation that the state insurance people might put on it. And especially in this state, that's as light as you can imagine. And there are some very reputable insurance companies out there. But you know, some of these products are not sold by the most reputable companies. They want to sell more. The salespeople get paid only when they sell. And so there's been a lot of abuse in the past, and there continues to be.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. An extended edition with Shelley. Shelley, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
BuckmasterShow.com. Hit the hyperlink to me, and I return the call instantly.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email. which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, a Tuesday afternoon at 12:34 in lovely Tucson, Arizona. Let's go to the live line now. Dr. Francisco Garcia, the director of the Pima County Health Department, is on the live line. Dr. Garcia, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on the program. We have three West Nile-related deaths now in Pima County. A Tucson woman died last week after contracting the West Nile virus, making it the third fatality. How serious is this, Dr. Garcia?
Yeah, West Nile virus and many of the vector-borne communicable diseases are most serious for folks who are older, folks who have other sort of complicating medical issues that interfere with their immune system's ability to fight off disease. So whereas you or I might get a illness that wasn't too severe, somebody who's older, somebody who may be having to take medications like steroids, medications like chemotherapy, they may not be able to fight that disease as easily as you or I.
What's the best thing to do to avoid West Nile?
So, you know, West Nile is a seasonal kind of a phenomena, and we see it during the wet season here in southern Arizona. The most important thing that you can do is to make sure that you're wearing insect repellent and to make sure that you're wearing long sleeves and long pants, especially if you're going to be out of doors and especially if you're going to be in areas where there's mosquitoes. The second most important thing that you can do is to make sure that around your house you don't have little areas where mosquitoes can breed. So this might be flower pots that you haven't attended to and that have accumulated rainwater. This might be your dog bowl, water bowl that has been left out in the rain, that's been there for a while and you forgot that it was even there. This is your swimming pool cover or your jacuzzi cover that, you know, tends to collect some water, and because those spaces are perfect places for mosquitoes to breed.
Dr. Garcia, these five SunTran drivers quarantined for scabies, that's kind of unusual, isn't it?
You know, I am not aware of that. Not aware of that situation, Bill, so okay. I'm not able to comment on it.
Can you tell us, though, what is scabies?
So scabies is an infection that occurs in the skin, and we see that typically in folks who are homeless, folks who challenged, it is not typically, it's not something that is typically communicable in the classic sense of the word. You're not going to get it from casual contact with someone. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to talk about the flu vaccine. Last year, there were so many questions about the vaccine not being effective. I think when all was said and done, Dr. Garcia, maybe one in five folks got what was considered to be a vaccine that really did them some good. When all was said and done, what kind of immunity did it give us, and have we learned some lessons maybe this year?
So, there's good news, and the good news is that the match between the anticipated viral types that are going to be out in the community this year and the viral types that are in the actual vaccine formulation appears to be much higher. So that's a really good piece of news, and I think that suggests that we'll have a high degree of protection. With regards to what happened last year, let's just sort of put it in perspective. Flu isn't just one viral type. It's not just one viral infection that we're talking about. It's a whole family of viruses. And yes, the match was poor for one of those types, for the most commonly circulating type last year. However, folks were protected for all those other viral types for which it was a good match. And so even though it might have not been perfect, you still got pretty decent protection. We fared the season without too many fatalities.
So, in other words, some protection might have been better than nothing when it came to last year's shot.
Absolutely, and it's all or nothing, right? So, if you were exposed to the viral type that there wasn't a good match to, well, you got sick. If you were exposed to somebody who had a viral type that you were protected against, then you didn't get sick. So I can understand how, from an individual consumer standpoint, it feels kind of random. But we did get folks protected last year. It just wasn't to the degree that we would have wanted to.
Dr. Francisco Garcia is the director of the Pima County Health Department. He's with us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. I've already received my flu shot, and you wonder sometimes maybe it's too early to get the shot because, yes, it takes a couple of weeks before, I guess, the immunity kicks in. But the season typically kind of gets cranked up, doesn't it, right about now in the fall?
You're absolutely right. This is when we start asking people to start thinking about getting vaccinated. You know, of those of us who are fortunate enough to work for large employers, I work for Pima County, we have good insurance, and our employers many times will do things to make it easier for us to get our flu vaccination. So worksite clinics and offering them at off hours and in locations that are close to where we live or play. So I think that's a really important issue to take advantage of. I'll also point out that many of your pharmacies in the community, whether it's Walgreens or whether it's a pharmacy within one of the grocery stores or a Target, are starting to offer the flu vaccination. It's exactly the same medication that's being offered elsewhere. So if that's more convenient for you while you're grocery shopping or while you're picking up your kids' school supplies to stop by and get immunized, then by all means do it. So there are abundant opportunities in our community to have access to this medication, and I'm hoping that as many people take advantage of it as possible.
And who should get? What are the latest guidelines, Dr. Garcia, on who really should get the shot? It used to be folks talked about only the elderly, but that really has changed, hasn't it?
Sure has. So the blanket recommendation is from the Centers for Disease Control is that anybody over the age of 6 months really should consider getting a flu vaccination unless there is some medical reason why they shouldn't. And those will be few and far between. I do worry the most, however, about individuals who are older. I do worry the most about children. I do worry the most about pregnant women and folks whose immune system, for whatever reason, is not working optimally. But anybody over the age of 6 months really should consider getting a flu vaccination.
And if an employer would like to have their employees maybe a flu shot clinic at work, how would the employer typically ask the insurance provider to set a shot clinic up? How does that work?
So most large employers have folks who contract for services with their health plans and work out deals so that they can do something like that. That doesn't do one any good if you're working for a small employer, right? So if you're working for a small restaurant or you're working at a relatively small store. So that's why we make sure that people understand that there's also abundant other locations in the community to avail yourself of this really important preventive measure.
There are so many, and I know you know these old wives' tale and these perceptions that so many people have about flu shots, one being that if I get a flu shot, I'm going to get the flu. I know you hear this all the time, Dr. Garcia.
We do, and you know, one of the things is you may well get the flu if you got a flu shot, right? Because remember, the immunity, as you correctly pointed out, really doesn't peak until about 2 weeks after. So if you happen to have been exposed to someone before those 2 weeks, there's a relatively good chance that you might have contracted influenza. But just in general, I could tell you that most people who get the who get vaccinated have a much less severe course of illness. Let's not forget that every year we have some deaths associated with influenza, typically older folks, typically people who are medically brittle, but they're real deaths. So if it makes your experience of disease milder, then it's worth it.
And there's been talk about, and I know research is going on, Dr. Garcia, about a shot that would give you permanent immunity. Those steps are being taken, aren't they?
Still very much in development. Still something that is kind of in the distant horizon, but certainly something that would make everybody's lives easier.
Pneumonia shot. Do you recommend them for folks over 65?
Absolutely.
Are there two types? I keep hearing there are two types of pneumonia shot. Could you clarify that, please?
You know, there's actually more than two types, and it starts getting technical really, really fast.
Okay.
Specifically with regards to the pneumovax, the pneumonia vaccination, that is a really, really good conversation for you to have with your primary care provider. This is one of those places where it really is valuable to have a good relationship with them.
Dr. Garcia, thank you very much for being with us. I got my flu shot, and I strongly recommend folks to do so. Flu is not something you want to deal with that's going to knock you down for a week, maybe even 2 weeks. So, Dr. Garcia, thank you. Have a great afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. Bye. Francisco Garcia with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Next up, the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson will be with us. That report brought to us by Fox Tucson Theater. Back after this.
Are you tired all the time, finding it hard to lose weight or get results at the gym? Maybe you've lost the desire to exercise at all. We may be able to help. At Epic Health, we do a free health screening worth $1,600 that screens for testosterone levels, vitamin deficiencies, various cancers, and a lot more. Epic Health is located at Grant and Swan at Crossroads East by Outback Steakhouse. Call 448-0401 or visit epicmenshealth.com. That's E-P-O-C-H, menshealth.com. Real doctors, real medicine, Epic Health.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ah. It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and this week's Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater on October 7th, coming right up. Fox is thrilled to present guitar virtuoso Jesse Cook. Jesse will be celebrating the release of his 9th album. It's titled One World. And then coming up at the Fox on October the 15th, Fox welcomes UB40, featuring Ollie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue, featuring a mix of original material and an inspired choice of reggae covers such as Red Red Wine and Can't Help Falling in Love. So, to view the full Fox Tucson Theater October schedule and to purchase tickets to see Jesse Cook on October the 7th, UB40 featuring Ollie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue on October 15th, and Joan Armatrading on Friday, October 16th, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now our friend from Visit Tucson, Dan Gibson. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. What a lineup coming up at the Fox. I love some of that kind of that reggae with that doing those British covers, some of the early reggae stuff.
Yeah, no, they do a fine job. Well, tons of hits, UB40, you forget. Just how many like songs you know that they have. And that's just the covers, but the originals, all that stuff, Red, Red Wine, and Can't Help Falling in Love. Hit after hit.
There you go.
Is what I say.
So much going on coming up here in October in Tucson, Arizona, and there are a couple of events I want to highlight. We've got the first ever kind of Tucson Film Festival, right?
Yeah, the Tucson Festival of Films, an initiative of the mayor. The mayor noticed that there were all these film festivals. There's sort of 8 bigger ones in town that all have different focuses, and he thought, and we agreed here at the Film Tucson office, that it would be good to sort of synergize these things so people have a greatest hits of all these festivals. Like, what are the big films they have? Like, how can we really spotlight those things? So the people in our film office have been really plugging away on this thing. It's October 8th through 10th, mostly at the Temple of Music and Art, although one of the big films, the 40th anniversary of Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, will be shown at the Loft, which that should be incredible. Filmed in Tucson. Martin Scorsese, obviously, probably people consider the greatest living director. But, you know, there's things all over the place. There's a great Spanish-language film that was filmed in the area called Gueros. There's a film from Canada that focuses on the native people of Canada. It's one of the first films that's ever featured this one tribe. It's entirely in their language, called Maina. There's a film with full of Tucson music called Sounds of Tucson, where this French filmmaker made a film about Tucson music, including Hal Gelb and Calexico and things like that. So a wide variety of films. It'd be impossible. If you love movies at all, you'll find something you enjoy at the Tucson Festival of Film.
And when is that festival?
It is October 8th through 10th, and Gueros is free, actually, so all you have to do is reserve tickets for that. But the rest of the film's only $8. And so, I mean, what a lovely opportunity. And the Temple of Music and Art's a great venue for it, and they've upgraded their projections, all this stuff. It's going to be quite an event, for sure. People can just go to TucsonFestivalFilms.com for more information.
Also, of course, one of the iconic events, really the festival that started it all, kind of the granddaddy, if you will, of Tucson festivals, is Tucson Meet Yourself. Of course, originally, folklorist Big Jim Griffith was the the grandfather of this festival, which has grown tremendously. I don't know what year this is, but it's been around a long time, and it's coming up October the 8th through the 10th.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything is happening all at once. So it's an exciting weekend because it's Parents Weekend also at the U of A, Tucson Meet Yourself and the Festival Films. But, yeah, the incredible event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, basically during the day. Friday it runs until 10 p.m., Saturday 10 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., right in the heart of downtown Tucson at the by the courthouse, El Presidio Park, and Giacome Plaza. Basically, every ethnicity that's represented or culture in Tucson has a booth at the Tucson Meet Yourself, and they all have food. And there's a reason in general people have called this thing Tucson Eat Yourself. It is a lot more than that, but the food is obviously a big draw, and you can, you know, have Laotian stir fry and a Belgian waffle in the same meal, which is exactly the sort of thing I enjoy. But there's also music and arts and dance and you know, a little bit of everything. It's one of those things that's really great because you can bring your entire family. There isn't anybody who doesn't enjoy the sort of sounds and everything that's happening down there. And it's free. I mean, you have to pay for the food, but other than that,
all
right. Absolutely free event.
I think I got my dates wrong. It's Friday, October the 9th, that weekend of the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And
yeah,
this,
there you go.
This is the 42nd. Wow. Already,
yeah.
42nd year of Tucson Meet Yourself down in El Presidio Park. And this is going to be, it's always a great time, and there's always a lot of entertainment. And like you say, come hungry, correct?
Yes, that's super helpful. Go to Tucson Meet Yourself during the day and go see one of the movies, Tucson Festival Films at night. That's a pretty full weekend. I mean, that's booked out. I know people are less excited for football right now after this week. So you can clear football off your schedule and just do the festival thing.
And at visittucson.com, you kind of have a clearinghouse of all these events with the times and places and the whole thing.
It's .org.
.org.
That's okay. I think .com gets you there anyway. But visittucson.org. We have an events page that has Debbie in our offices here. Does a great job of collecting pretty much everything that's going on, from culinary events to farmers markets to theater, art, everything. So I mean, she's got all the listings for the Fox Tucson Theater on there. So you know, you don't miss On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando, which is showing there on October 24th. So I mean, if you really ever are looking for something to do, go to our website, visittucson.org, and if you're not finding something, you're not really interested in having fun.
And Dan, we've got another minute or so. We've talked about Tucson Meet Yourself. We've talked about the film festival coming up. Any other items that you would like to bring to our attention?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think October is really sort of the most exciting time of year. I mean, just because that's when things start ramping up. If people don't know already, on October 3rd, you've got Calexico at the Rialto. I mean, you know, Calexico is sort of the quintessential Tucson band right now. They're playing with this great singer-songwriter from Mexico named Gabby Moreno. Tickets probably will sell out for that, so you got to, get on ahead of that. It's starting to look head towards Halloween. You've got all the things that Hotel Congress does. They've got a magic show on the third floor. Not everyone has been up to the third floor of Congress, which burnt down in the 30s, but they have an event in the last remaining room up there where they do magic and illusions, and you get to tour they give you the little sort of tour of the haunted Rialto. My advice also this evening at Hotel Congress, Club Congress, you can see I'm blanking on his name, but they've got a great Tex-Mex show tonight that you get the sort of honky-tonk sounds of Texas. So plenty to do. I mean, it's a really good time to be alive here in Tucson, Arizona.
Dan, as you know, I was up in the wilds of Saskatchewan up in Canada a couple of weeks ago.
You're a great ambassador for Tucson and Canada.
I am, really, I'll tell you. And everybody we met, nicest people in the world up there in Saskatchewan. And guess what? They all love Arizona. And it seems like everybody we talk to, they come down here for the trailer. They bring their trailer down here. A lot of them go to Phoenix and Mesa. But we did meet some folks who every year return to Tucson, to some of our recreational vehicle parks. They don't call them trailers anymore, RV parks. It's a big deal, the Canadian market.
Oh, for sure. And we do, in our Department of Communications, we do a lot we have a Canadian journalist coming in. We're always trying to reach out to these papers and magazines up there so that they know what's going on. The state of Arizona has a specific rep for that in Toronto who reaches out to everybody. And obviously we have a lot of tour and travel groups from Canada as well who come over here in packages. You know, they have a whole sort of like Arizona journey that they go through. So
they love
big audience.
They love Arizona, and who wouldn't when the temperature goes to 40 or 50, I was told, below zero.
It certainly feels refreshing then. From February on, like February through April, we got Canadians galore.
Thank you so much, Dan Gibson. Visit
Anytime,
Tucson.
My pleasure.
This week's Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting guitar virtuoso Jesse Cook on October 7th. Friday, October 16th, the Fox welcomes guitarist, pianist, and singer Joan Armatrading, three-time Grammy nominee, has experienced a tremendous career success in all musical genres. To view the full fall schedule of Fox Tucson Theater concerts, lectures, and events, and to purchase tickets to see Jesse Cook on October 7th, UB40 featuring Allie Campbell, Astro, and Mickey Virtue on October 15th, Joan Armatrading Friday, October 16th, Chuchu Valdez and Irakir, I'm not sure, I hope I didn't mispronounce that, on October 22nd, visit foxtucson.com. Thanks to Fox for our arts report. This afternoon at 4, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, Wake Up Tucson 2 hours, Chris and Joe, The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone, me, Bill Buckmaster, back at 12:04 tomorrow with Ed Alexander. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.